call the Board of Adjustments meeting to order. Bob, if you could establish a quorum, please.
Okay. Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Mullen.
Present.
Mark Weiss called and said he wouldn't be able to make it. David Nelson.
Present.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Let's see. Everybody signed up. Okay. Bob, could you read the hearing procedures?
Yes. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the April 16th, 2014 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear two variance requests and an appeal of a Division I permit denial. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment, as the chairman had indicated, if you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments or questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Okay, and Sean, could you read the governing statutes?
Sure, just the highlighted portion.
Yeah,
is that
just
correct?
The highlighted okay. ones.
To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appealing relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. Also, in exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taking. Okay. I should have brought my cheaters.
Okay. Thank you. And the first one we have before us is case number 2014-0001A, Stephen Creedon. Could we get a staff report?
Okay. As you said, this is case number 2014-1A. The applicant is SMBZ LLC, Steve Creedon. This is the property in question. And it actually concerns this specific lot, but I've also highlighted Mill Creek Phase 2. The subject property is Lot 47 of the Mill Creek Phase 2 subdivision, located at 172 Morberly Mill Road, Branson, Missouri, in the Branson Township, Section 9, Township 23, Range 21. The applicant, SMBZ LLC, is seeking to appeal the planning administrator's denial of the Division 1 permit application received by the Planning Department office on January 13, 2014, seeking to construct a single-family residence at 172 Moberly Mill Road, as shown below here. On giving a brief background and site history, on March 15th of 2004, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2004-11, authorizing the development of a 10.73-acre, 17-lot single-family residential subdivision, later to be referenced as the Mill Creek Phase 1 subdivision. On October 26, 2004, First Community Bank of Taney County issued letter of credit number 1019 for the sum of $60,000 to serve as a security for the construction of the infrastructure within Mill Creek Phase 1, allowing for the approval of the plat on November 1, 2004. At that time, the minimum requirement for roads was for a gravel road surface, and so it appears the letter of credit was released. And this is just a close-up shot of Mill Creek Phase 1. On February 12, 2007, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2006-86, authorizing the development of an approximately 19.65-acre parcel into up to a 44-lot single-family residential subdivision, and that was later referenced as Mill Creek Phase 2. On July 6th of 2009, the Taney County Commission adopted the Taney County, Missouri Road Standards. The standalone set of standards was developed to provide a minimum criteria for the construction of roads within Taney County. Per the provisions of Table 2.3, Road Surfacing, roads with a lot size of less than 2 acres are to be constructed with either an asphalt surface or concrete surface. On November 19, 2010, the Taney County Planning Administrator approved the final plat of Mill Creek Phase 2 subdivision on behalf of the Taney County Planning Commission. On December 1, 2010, this plat was filed with the Recorder of Deeds. However, unfortunately, no evidence has been found indicating that a security was required by the former Planning Administrator for the costs associated with the infrastructure construction prior to plat approval. And this is just a zoom in on the final plat of Phase 2. In 2013, SMBZ LLC, Steve Creedon, purchased the remaining lots within the Mill Creek Phase 2 subdivision, and I've essentially highlighted the lots that were purchased. And on February 6, 2014, the Planning Administrator sent a letter to SMBZ LLC, serving as a denial of the Division 1 permit application for a single-family residence proposed to be constructed at 172 Moberly Mill Road, or Lot 47, as highlighted here. The applicant, SMBZ LLC, again, is seeking to appeal this denial, in which he's seeking to construct a single-family residence at 172 Moberly Mill Road. And we've done just a quick north, south, east, and west view of the property in question. As you can see in the aerial photography, the road is in Phase 1, the roads are asphalted. When you get to Phase 2, the area has been graded, but that's really about it. In review, the Division 1 permit application was denied upon both an on-site review of the property in question and also consultation with the Taney County attorney. It was determined that per the provisions of Section 10 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, a Division 1 permit cannot be issued at the aforementioned location until such time that the installation of the road infrastructure serving said lot is guaranteed by one of the methods listed below, either installation of the required improvements prior to the issuance of the Division 1 permit, a posting of a surety bond as a performance guarantee, or the third option, submission of an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution. Currently, the road infrastructure serving the lot in question is pretty much non-existent. There is some level of gravel up to a certain point, but for the most part, the only work that's really been completed concerning the roadways is the initial grading of the road right-of-way area. And this is kind of going out the other way through the subdivision. And the lot in question is essentially here off of the end of what will be a cul-de-sac road. The applicant has indicated that he is appealing the decision of the planning administrator to deny a Division 1 permit application because he feels that the denial is baseless. He is requesting that the county utilize bond funds to construct the road infrastructure within the Mill Creek Phase 2 subdivision. The applicant further requests a refund of the time and money spent coming before the Board of Adjustment. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this appeal request, the planning administrator's denial of the Division 1 permit authorizing the construction of a single-family residence at 172 Moberly Mill Road due to lack of road infrastructure serving the property shall be reversed. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. The applicant shall be allowed to construct a single-family residence at 172 Moberly Mill Road without the provision of a roadway to serve said lot. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've put together just a brief video here. And I'll apologize at the front end. It's a little little unsteady here. But we essentially just drove in. We began at a portion of Phase 1 and essentially just drove the right-of-way area into Phase 2.
Get Morgan Freeman to narrate the
message. The property in question's located at the end of what will be this cul-de-sac road, or near the end, somewhat in this area. And that's it.
Okay. Those of you who'd like to speak on this, please stand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?
I do.
Okay. Come on up.
You want me to come up first or them? Who do you want?
No, it's your, yeah, it's yours.
I'm just it? Okay.
I don't know. Spell your last name.
Creedon, C-R-E-E-D-O-N.
Okay.
Basically, as you can see in the video, all the roads do have gravel on them.
There has been grass that has grown through them. My intent is not to build and leave gravel roads. My intent is to make Taney County responsible for putting the roads in. Whether a bond was received or not received, it is my intent that it is their responsibility, as it has been forced upon me to put roads in and on other subdivisions. It is the responsibility of the county to put the roads in on the rest of Phase 2, since they have, by mistake or whether they have the bond, I have no proof of that they've received a bond or have not received a bond. Do not feel like having all their books audited to find out. So I don't know the answer to that. My goal is to move forward and build a house, and my goal is to move forward and have the county put in the roads. I am willing to pay for curb and gutter because that is not a part of any road improvement, although it is their responsibility to put drainage in. Everything is in: water, sewer, electric, phone, cable, and stormwater is all in. Gravel roads are in, and the plat was signed off after the county road plat was done. Just as I have built seven or eight other houses out there now on other roads in the same phase, I have not come up before you to get approval, and none of those roads are to standard yet either. They have not had the final asphalt. They do need the final asphalt also at the county's expense. Summerbrook is the exception to that, and Phase 1 of Mill Creek is the exception to that because they were signed before. But Phase 2 of Mill Creek is missing the final coat of asphalt. It only has the 2 or 2.5 inches of asphalt on it. Don't know where the mistake came in, but I have been held to these standards, and every other builder and developer has. And that's why I'm here today.